Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Jews in Israel and around the world remember the past and look at the future as well as they sit in a thatched hut for 7 days. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will join me to explain the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why is there a celebration of what happened in that 40 years? Is it just to have the Lord remind you of how it was and how His provision took care of the Jews for those 40 years?
In authentic Judaism, based on the idea of the children of Israel living in booths, or in huts, is based, first of all, some sort of shelter. But, of course, there's always a deeper message in the fact that, in a certain sense, what we know is the clouds of glory were also thought of as accompanying the children of Israel throughout those 40 years, and they were the heavenly booths, in a manner which reminds us of that period, both in a physical but also in a spiritual sense of our connection and our history, which is always combined in true Judaism during this holiday in the fall period. And actually, some people even sleep in the Sukkot, but they try to take their meals. And this reminds them that with the physicality, there's also the spirituality.
The fact that God's word, Zechariah 14, says that there will be this Feast of Tabernacles on an annual basis, and it seems to indicate there, even into the future, and as long as we can see ahead in the future.
If I'm not mistaken, in Nehemiah, it's mentioned that there are Sukkot booths or tabernacle on the Temple Mount when the temple was rebuilt during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Judaism is keeping memory alive. Redemption is in memory. If you don't have a memory, if you don't recall what went on and why you are doing certain things or not doing things, you will not be able to proceed into your own or your national future. In fact, the 2 days of the new year is also called the days of memory. Myself sitting out here on the porch with a not a very strong structure recalls the Jews that things on earth sometimes can be very weak and very fragile and even dangerous, and one must place one's trust in God above that He will direct you in the right direction.
Winky Madad from his sukkah in Shiloh, Israel, explaining the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Jews look to the past and their wanderings in the wilderness for 40 years as they live for 7 days in a sukkah. However, at the same time, they look to the future and the kingdom period when the Messiah will rule and reign from Jerusalem in the temple. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. God made the promise of the kingdom to come, and the celebration of Feast of Tabernacles is evidence that the Lord will keep His promise. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...